We have the confluence today of two very important subjects, which I did not intend for them to come together at this date, but they did. We really tried hard to get this ordinance introduced in December with Councilwoman Deaver present, because she is very much interested in that ordinance and has asked me many times about its progress. So I'd like to have that duly noted. First item on the agenda for the county engineer is the general labor and equipment contract. I've been before you before on this particular contract. You know, this is a time and material contract which has had a defined scope to begin with, where we estimated the hours and equipment pieces which would be needed for this defined scope. As we make scope amendments, we come before you and present these scope amendments to you for your consideration. That does not mean that all the money gets expended. As a matter of fact, it almost guarantees to you that we are conservatively estimating these scope amendments. There will be monies left over at the end of this fiscal year, and Ms. Jennings and I will come back to you when we ask for the extension of the contract as per the contract terms to carry over these particular funds and or reallocate them, as that is depending on how she sees it fit. The one before you today is a subdivision called Rio Rico, 10 lots. It's adjacent to Americana Bayside. It has been in the district for 15 years. We've had numerous inquiries from the residents. We have finally come around. The infrastructure around it has caught up several years ago to allow us to do this. This is a straightforward extension. We have chosen one of the engineers under the on-call contract, George Miles and Buer, to give us a design. We have the permits in hand. We are now ready to do the construction if you so choose to amend the scope appropriately. It is a reasonable expense per lot to remediate the septic. And the parties, all 10 owners, will be subject to all permit and sewer connection charge requirements, and they will be notified as soon as you authorize to proceed with the scope amendment.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 2 for contract 17-01 FY17 general labor and equipment contract be approved, which increases the contract amount by $360,626 for a new total of $3,035,856.80.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Question.
Let's have a second first. We have a question.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion, Mr. Wilson.
Who's paying for this?
The sewer fund is paying for this based on previously collected fees.
That's what I thought the sewer system was paying for.
Yes, it's a sewer fund expense.
In other words, the development itself is paying for it.
The development existed long before 2002. 2002, the development was brought into the sewer district with the full understanding that they would have to pay all applicable sewer connection charges at the time of connection. So if and when they connect, they will have 6 months after the construction is complete, they will have to pay all permit fees and SEC charges.
Will they be voting on this?
No, they've been in the district for 14 years. They really are waiting for us to
get
it done.
It's too late for them to vote,
a long time ago they voted, 14 years ago, when they were brought in.
There were questions?
Do they have to hook up?
Yes.
So as soon as it's ready, they...
Because they're in the sewer district, it is a mandatory connection requirement. We're expending public funds. Public sewer funds.
Yeah. We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Excuse me. You love Creek Woods. You've seen a couple of times. You remember this is the Angola North project? We have before you the Angola North project is currently out for bid. It actually bids next Thursday. It's a multi-million dollar project. We had one remaining easement on the boat hole property which had to be secured. You had authorized the assumption of the sewer participation in the Love Creek Woods community. That agreement has been signed and has been executed. And the implementation is such that we do have a bond now in place for the improvements in Love Creek Woods on private property. Next step in it was the appraisal for the property, which you have attached. It's a very expensive property. Now, having said that, I have been discussing this with the owners. There's a permanent easement, there's an access easement, and there's a temporary easement construction. Because we chose to work with them on the easement alignment, it drove the price up for the permanent easement rather than shoving it over into the setback areas. So we have concurred that if you authorize the purchase of the permanent easement, the owner would grant all necessary access easements from here to eternity, as well as all temporary arrangements necessary to implement and construct and maintain said facilities. So, hence, when I ask you to concur with the easement purchase, I ask you to do this in an all-inclusive purchase versus a step-by-step purchase.
Have a motion?
Have a motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council move to approve the purchase of an all-inclusive easement package from NSBM LLC for the Angola Neck Area Sewer System Expansion in the amount of $117,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Colwell. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next is the closeout of the Bridgeville landfill, demolition of the Consela property. I'm very pleased that has been on the books for many years. It's been through many budgets. We are done. And I don't know if Mr. Wilson has a chance to drive by there, or Mr. Vincent, since it's in your district. It looks very nice. We had some minor, very minor change orders. And it's an adjustment of final quantities, as well as I authorized a few hundred dollars of extra street sweeping in order to make sure we didn't have any dust or debris buildup. Closeout change order, $831.39, if you so see fit.
Motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract 17-08 Bridgeville Landfill Building Demolition be approved, which increases the contract amount by $831.39 for a new total of $133,193.89.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? Vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. And next, sir.
Long awaited. And certainly, I've mentioned it to many of you in passing from time to time over the months. It's taken a long time. We are here at a fork in the road of Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. And that fork in the road ties directly with how we see our long-term plans. When I stood before you on July 19th, we discussed how should we utilize our facilities? How should we utilize adjacent facilities? How should we utilize our transmission infrastructure? At that point, you authorized us to work out agreements with adjoining owners of infrastructure, such as the Lewis Board of Public Works, as well as with leaseholders. Now, Wolf Neck is not owned by the county, only the do you know how do we freeze it here until we get there?
You just don't hit enter. What are you trying to do?
Like, freeze the picture.
You might have some help coming for you if you need it.
I just don't want to start the slideshow until we get to this point. Where you see the lagoons and a little bit of the woods to the north, yes, we only have two slides.
So you just want to stay here?
Yes, we want to stay on the first slide for now. You see the lagoons? And a small portion of the woods to the north and a small portion of the woods to the west are actually owned in fee simple by Sussex County. The rest of the property is owned by the state of Delaware. When we started this facility 20 years ago, this particular land was owned by Townsend. We have a lease with Townsend originally, which was assumed by the state of Delaware when the state of Delaware bought the property. So, under the terms of the lease, which expired December 31st, we have several options. And our best option is the long-term viability of the facility because we have made a significant investment in the land we actually own. So this treatment plant, as you see it here, constitutes a multi-million dollar investment of Sussex County in that site. So it is not in our interest to leave that site. It is in our interest to reach a conclusion of a new lease arrangement with the state of Delaware. Having said that, today we like to present to you the conversion of the facility, which allows us long-term viability and long-term 25 years plus an extension. And the 25-year term comes from the fact that's the maximum term, initial term, the state of Delaware can enter into. A solution which benefits the environment and a solution which benefits the citizens of Sussex County. It enhances their recreational capabilities and opportunities. Having said this, if you go to page 2 of the memo, the long-term approach would include the following aspects. We have before you in your packet a one-year lease extension under current conditions, no change, current conditions, month by month, which allows us to then step aside and start negotiation in earnest with the Division of Parks for a 25-year term, no fault. That means as long as both parties are in no fault of the agreement, it can be extended. So we're trying to guarantee the long-term viability of our investment. Now, we would convert the agricultural use of these fields to a thank you to a woodlands approach of this. In order to do this, excuse me, the state would still apply. May I?
Certainly.
To the basis of the lease, the ag leases. And this is something we've discussed back and forth, and the director can speak to this later. We have two of our directors in the audience, which I will invite and introduce later. Currently, as proposed, we would be able to lease it at the average of the 10-year ag leases, even so after the conversion. This would give us a baseline, which is a fair baseline to tie it to because these leases are bid out, so the state gets a fair price and we get a fair lease amount. In order to make this happen, we would have to have our diversions in place because we need to have water to go someplace while we're working on the site, as well as gain access to additional 38 acres, which you see just off the picture on the west side. I'll get to this on slide 2. We also have to get out of the farm lease. And we have a land lease, but the state also has a farm lease. And the farm lease with the current farmer has 3 unhappy parties: the farmer, the state, and the county. Because we are disposing of water. He's trying to grow crops. He's trying to dry his crops. We can't afford the crops to dry. It is a never-ending vicious cycle of who wants to control this particular piece. The conversion would take that all out of the equation because on wooded lands, natural habitat with fixed heads and or subsurface drip, we can do any and all year-round irrigation without having these kind of conflicts arise. So getting the farm lease released, it is a 10-year lease, in its fourth year is instrumental. And we have certainly had conversations with the farmer on this, as well as the Division of Parks. So I think we have a path forward by documenting the losses based on the data submitted to the state. The state would, as an independent agency, review it and make a recommendation to us what the compensation would be. We have a pretty good idea where we are in this number, so I don't want to throw these numbers in there right now yet, because that would be part of the final approval package. Convert for what you see here, the spray irrigation rigs. This is really, these rigs are 20 years old. We have in the budget a substantial amount of money to replace them because they are at the end of the life expectancy right now. So it is an opportune time in this particular state of our investment to do this, because now if I hit the right slide here, now wait a second. So if we're converting the facility into a fixed head facility, that is the best time to do it, when the spray irrigation rigs are at the end of their life. They have been repaired several times. They are certainly maintenance intensive at this point. We would have to add filtration to our process to allow access by the public. We would have to have drainage improvements as they were designed by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. We've worked with them closely to design some features to it. You see here, there's about three of these features we would introduce into the land. The reforestation of the site to bring it back into its natural habitat would really be spearheaded by the Center for Inland Bays. And the articles you have read in the newspaper were triggered by a presentation which the board at the center had requested Mr. Basin and I do at their last board meeting. So hence, you've seen some of the preliminary discussions before you in the newspaper, before I was able to do this. I apologize for the timing, but it's unfortunate, but that's how it went down. So the board probably should have asked for the presentation at the next board meeting, then we wouldn't have had that issue. So having said that, these are these kind of improvements. The reforestation would strictly be, we would turn that reforestation over to the people who've been doing it for a long time, the center, and we would just be the ones reimbursing the cost of the center to do the reforestation. They have access to volunteers, they have access to stock, they have the expertise, they know how to do it. We would contribute a substantial amount of money to the on-site trail system. And what you see here is strictly a concept. It's an idea of how it could look like. It may not look like that at all, but that just gives you a feel for, we're using some of the existing roads, we're creating some new ones, we have some elevated wetland crossings. This is Hans's idea of how it could look like. Probably Mr. Bivens has a completely different idea of how it would look like. So please don't take this with anything other than this is an example.
It's the red line there, Hans?
It's the red line as denoted with the arrow.
So are there tours of the ponds included?
The tours of the ponds are not included. There's actually fences on each side. Now, we do have to... I guess you're not serious.
We could be educating our consumers out there. And
I think
they would be... there's opportunity to educate.
We do have... Believe it or not, we have a significant number of school groups who comes out.
I'm being sincere, actually.
Yes, we can. That could be easily incorporated.
Let me just clear me up. The little circles are all irrigation, spray irrigation
These
things.
These are all fixed head spray irrigation.
Okay, they're not supposed to be treated. Okay, they're all. That's how many we would have.
And as you can see here, if this were the real layout for the trail, the circles closest to the trail, two or three rows, would disappear and would be replaced by subsurface drip irrigation, because that gives the public the full natural experience. Does not take any capacity away from us, but allows, it makes it so much easier.
So there's actually a formula to get that number of circles?
There is a formula how to get the number of circles, yes.
Just checking.
And what kind of odor do we get out from these circles, from these trees? What kind of odor do we get?
Less than what we have today. It's certainly going to be, because there's going to be so few. You remember when we turn on the really big spray irrigation rig? That is a 2,000 per minute gallon spray irrigation rate. So this...
I'm thinking they're using that walkways, and there's going to be blacktop, right? It's not going to be porous.
It's a all-weather surface, but it will be as designed by the Parks and Rec.
So while they're spraying with set-in irrigation there, there's bound to be an odor. Can't get around it.
Councilman Wilson, you remember, that's where we would use subsurface irrigation,
yes,
drip irrigation. So many feet back from any trail system, there would be no heads. It would be underground.
Going to sort of set it down to drinking water.
With the filtration...
We'll help those folks out down to Lewis that's got a problem not getting enough water.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You're doing good. Continue right along.
Okay. Mike has to keep me straight.
Last one is, there is a need, and you know this because you've heard from the folks who run the Wolf House, there are some insufficient sanitary facilities. We have looked at this. It can be easily accommodated. We would contribute to the design and construction of the sanitary facilities at the trailhead and the Wolf House. That is what we do. We're in the sewer business, so that's the least one of our worries, but it's important to the public, and it's important to the Wolf House leaseholders. And it's a nonprofit organization.
And the state trailers, how far? You're straight down the road, right?
Pardon?
The state trail between Lewis and Rehoboth.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you can connect.
It is shown right here.
Right, you can connect.
Oh,
that's the state. Okay, right there. Okay,
this
going.
The state.
I got you. It's that close. Okay.
The last piece of the puzzle is there is very little data on what happens to the nutrient uptake as you go from cropland to woodlands, because it is our intent that the long-term facility would not be harvested different than Piney Neck. Piney Neck is a tree plantation. It is not a natural habitat. Piney Neck, every 25 years, gets clear cut. So you do not want to spend all this money to renaturalize this ground and then clear cut it. So we would need some data, and we have worked closely with Dr. Ullman of the University of Delaware to generate that baseline data, touch base with DNRC. The Division of Water is in support, and we feel comfortable that we can prove that case, that this natural habitat is a sufficient uptake of nutrients long term.
So it wouldn't be harvested
in 25. It would not be harvested.
Well, wouldn't it be, I mean, does it become a problem not harvesting anything, or we're putting pines, I guess?
No, we will follow that. Mr. Basin will speak to the reforestation.
And I'm sure a mature tree uptake is much greater than a young tree.
You have
small tree.
We're trying to prove the exact curve of how this happens, yes.
Okay, but no harvesting?
No harvesting intended.
Intended. Is there going to be anything in the document, in the agreements, that says that, you know, if for some reason
that would be required,
and experts come in and say you should be, or you got a disease or something in there?
Yes.
Is there any way that the county can initiate the harvesting, or does the state have to initiate it?
The state would initiate it.
The state would, because it's their land.
Yes, it's their land.
Yeah, make a contract with God, George.
There you are. What's next?
What's next? There's two things. The lease has expired, so the state had graciously offered a one-year extension at current conditions.
Take it.
I recommend you take it.
You have a motion to do that?
I also have a recommendation that you authorize the department, based on the conditions, as pointed out here, to do two things. Negotiate the long-term lease with the department, Division of Parks and Recreation, and the permit is up, the spray permit is up, the last bullet on the memo, secure the award of a new 5-year land application permit from the Division of Water. So these are the two things which have to happen. So I'm asking you to allow us to, obviously the permit, we always have to renew our permit, so that's, we don't need your authorization for that. But we need your authorization to extend the lease and fully engage with the center, with UD, and with the Department of the NRC, Division of Parks and Recreation, to create that 20-year lease, the 25-year lease, for your final review and approval.
You have a motion for that?
I have a motion.
Okay.
Be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve the one-year site lease TM 3-34-7-30, amendment number one, with DNRC, Division of Parks and Recreation, for spray irrigation at Cape Henlopen State Park, and authorize the engineering department to negotiate a long-term 25-year lease under the terms and conditions presented at this council meeting for final approval by county council at a later date.
Motion.
I'll make it.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion?
Yes. Go ahead.
Mr. Burton?
I'm sorry.
You talk about two 25-year leases, right?
I'm talking about a 25-year lease with a renewal options if we are not in default of any of the conditions.
So it'd be a maximum of 50 years?
It would be, if renewed, a maximum of 50 years.
Is there a way to extend that?
Mr. Bivens?
We have 25-year authority in state parks.
Mr. Bivens?
Let's call up Mr. Ray Bivens, Director of State Parks.
Director of State Parks.
Yes. So we have 25-year authority in state parks, and it's how we run our large concessions. I don't see anything changing where it would be a problem, but a 25-year renewal with a mutual agreement for another 25 is our standard.
Okay. May I, Mr. Preston? I have a question.
Mr. Wilson.
What happens if a hurricane comes through that forest and blows those trees over and breaks them? Wellheads broke off. There goes wellheads gone. Broke. What happens then?
I'll address the wellheads, and Mr. Bivens will address the trees. The wellheads will have to be repaired immediately because we are in need of the disposal capability.
As far as the trees, we can work into the agreement any kind of language that would need. This is a part of Cape Henlopen State Park. Currently, the public has no access to it. So in our situation, this is a win-win, and we're willing to manipulate that habitat. I mean, I think anything's going to be an improvement over what's there currently. We remove trees in our campgrounds. So it's not like just because a tree's in a state park, it's sacred. This is kind of a dual purpose in this situation.
So you help pay for this, is that correct? Because you're getting the trees, you're going to help pay for this?
Well, we're helping provide the land for the property. Okay. That's a part of it. And well, then we will help manage it as far as our ranger access on the trail.
Well, I'm not trying to be facetious, although I can tell you there was a tornado that came through my area in my woods, and it tore down 90-some percent of trees.
I mean,
trees laying over.
And I would say an ice storm is in that same category of concrete, devastation that we would need to come in and do repairs.
I mean, it would be a joint effort, Councilman Wilson, because if you think we could not repair our fixed heads unless we remove some of the trees which fallen on it. So I think we can have a clause in our long-term agreement which addresses that particular issue.
In other words, our holding tank's going to hold that enough sludge for that, enough water, right?
You remember when I started the presentation, we have to have our diversions in place and we have to have access on the additional land in order to make this plan implementation work. So the answer is yes.
If you say yes, I'll vote for it.
I just wanted to reaffirm prior to the vote, there's two things here. Number one is an extension of the current agreement for 1 year, and then the agreement to move forward with a proposal, a long-term proposal, 25 with another 25-year possibility of an extension, whereas we can get a full presentation at that point for the proposed, I would say, park.
At the point.
New park. Is that correct?
We will certainly have, I speak to the lease because I was talking to Mr. Bivens' staff, that means the county and our attorneys will draft the first round of the lease, given the conditions we outlined today, and they will certainly review it with their legal counsel. At that point, we will come back to you, give you a full presentation, and hopefully Mr. Bivens will have a plan which looks better than mine.
Okay, thank you.
More questions?
Is that true, Rick?
Yes.
Okay. Much better.
Okay, we'll take your vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Absolutely.
Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Keep on moving.
I'm very happy, Mr. President, that is, and recognizing Mr. Basin, he's been very patient, so the senator is standing by to assist us.
He's already got the trees. Thank you, sir, very much.
Very good.
Joe Wright. This is Engineer Day.